Hey everybody, how have you guys been? Today we have a new episode of the English Online podcast. To download or just listen to other episodes and download transcripts, go to englishonline.com.br and click Podcast English Online. Today we're tackling a couple more expressions with lose. When someone tells you not to worry about something, they may say, "Don't lose any sleep over it." That's easy to understand, right? Don't lose any sleep over it. Example, your wife tells you that your kid, Timmy, has been getting in trouble in school and today he came home with a note. His teacher, Miss Johnson, says Timmy pulled Mary's hair and Mary started to cry. Your wife is kind of worried about it, but you tell her, "This isn't a big deal. Remember a while back when Mary pushed Timmy and Miss Johnson called us? Even we didn't think it was a big deal." I think Miss Johnson is overreacting again, and frankly, I'm not gonna lose any sleep over this. Unless Mary's parents give us a call, then it's a different story. So, what did you just say? You just told your wife not to worry. You just told her you were not going to lose any sleep over it. This is a very common and useful idiomatic expression when you want to express that you don't think something is that big of a deal, when you don't think something is that serious. You may say, "Hey, this isn't a big deal and I'm not going to lose any sleep over it." And you will also notice that you frequently hear people say this in the negative form to communicate that they aren't going to worry much about something. It's not that common to hear people say, "Oh, I'm gonna lose sleep over this problem." But you might hear someone say, "I might lose some sleep over this," or "This is gonna make me lose some sleep." So if someone tells you they said schools are raising tuitions again next year, you hear that and figure there's a lot that can happen before the end of the year. So you tell your friend, "We'll see. I'm not gonna lose any sleep over that." Another friend says, "I've heard it on the news that the so-called potable water we drink is actually full of nasty bacteria." You look at your friend and say, "Yeah, I wouldn't lose any sleep over that. We've been drinking this water for a long time and we're fine." And yet another friend says, "Some South American civilization predicted the world would end in 2012. You ask your friend, "Did they give the exact date?" Your friend doesn't know, so you say, "I'm not losing any sleep over that. With any luck, if that really happens, I'll be asleep, and I won't even know the world has ended." So, can you think of anything someone's told you recently and they thought you would be super worried about it, and your reaction was more along the lines of, "I'm not gonna lose any sleep over it"? And here's another thing people say a lot. Someone is a sore loser when they have lost some kind of competition, let's say, and they keep saying that it wasn't fair and that they should have won and that the person who won did something wrong. Some people call that whining. Whining means complaining about something in kind of an annoying way. So a sore loser won't accept that they lost the competition and they'll get mad or pouty or they'll whine. That's a sore loser. And by the way, the word sore is frequently used to mean that some part of your body is painful to the touch or just plain hurting. For example, you know when your throat kind of hurts when you're about to get a cold? You have a sore throat. You know when you stub your toe and then your toe is hurting for the next few days? Your toe is sore. You've got a sore toe. Another one, when you go back to exercising after a long time without exercise, you can expect your muscles to be sore for a few days. And just a pronunciation tip here, I just said muscles. M-U-S-C-L-E-S. And we say muscles. So once again, when someone's a sore loser, they have a hard time dealing with the fact that they lost something. Maybe they were in the running for a promotion and the other person got promoted. They can't accept it, although their boss explained the criteria and it was a fair process. Maybe it was a competition and they lost fair and square, but they keep whining that this isn't fair and the winner is a jerk and so on. So, do you know any sore losers? Have you ever been a sore loser? Fess up! Tell us your stories and talk to you next time.